I have edema on my thigh, pink stuff in my eye, and I need you now.
Dr. Kevin Moe, sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, I've making people better by making medicine better. Slow.
Fungus on my toe, and I need you now.
And good morning, Doc. How are you?
I'm good, Steve. How about you?
Not bad. Did you get our message this weekend from the road?
Yes, I did. I was going to call you back, and I was like, wait a second. I'm going to let them sleep. Hopefully you got up and moved around every couple hours. I was
actually, you know, it was less than that. I bet every 90 minutes and a few times every hour.
Good.
Not going to mess around with this, kids. Once you get a blood clot or two, you don't want to mess around with it. So I actually did seat yoga. I bent myself into a pretzel several times just to make sure the circulation was still active.
Well, there are some things you could do if you're driving, just like we tell people when they're in an airplane, you know.
Pump those legs, baby.
Exactly.
And 1,600 miles later, all good. You know, there's a program that my brother, I have an older brother who's visiting with special needs, and there's a program that he works for called Challenge Workforce Solutions, and they put special needs adults into jobs. Like an organization here that I love for years called Aspire. And it's just they had their summer picnic on Friday, and there was awards and things, and I wanted to be there for it because I'd missed an earlier event. And just really, really, really amazing people. Just dedicated to maximizing the lives of folks like my brother, and they couldn't be nicer, and it was a great event. So everybody that does that kind of work, you know, they're all Amy Cochran's, right? It's just Amy Cochran replicated a bunch of times. Just completely dedicated to maximizing the lives of folks that have a little extra hurdle to go over.
It does. It increases their quality of life too, and you know, some of the special things that they can do that we don't even think of just make the lives of these individuals more meaningful as well as easier.
Yeah, there's a guy there who could not have been more excited about the fact there's a big grocery chain on the East Coast that some of you may know called Wegmans. And Wegmans had just hired a bunch of folks from Challenge to come in and work, and they were actually going to be Wegmans employees, so they get benefits and the whole deal. And it reminded me of what Jewel does here. You know, Jewel does a great job with kids managing the bagger section and corralling carts and stuff. So putting people to work, it's great.
Yep.
All right, it's going to be hot today.
As a consumer, when you're there at the Jewel and you notice that individual, just thank them.
Or just say hi.
Yeah, say hi.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Look at their name tag and say, Joe, thanks for doing that today.
Right.
It makes their day.
Right, absolutely. And by the way, the quality of the bagging from these kids with the extra hurdle to get over compared to the kids who are hitting on each other in a hormone frenzy working at Jewel.
Oh, God, no
kidding.
There's
no comparison.
Or planning their weekend.
Yeah,
don't you love that?
Hey, I know scanning's difficult, but could you pay attention for 30 seconds here?
That was my first job.
At 6:45, Doc, it's going to be super hot today. Before we get into what we planned on, there's no the typical Chicago spring to summer, no transition. So now that it's going to be heat index close to 100 today, outside of hydrate, what do you want to tell people?
Yeah, and it is so important because, you know, we talk about heat stroke. We've talked about it in the past, and I'm sure we'll do something in a couple of weeks on it full blown. But really, for people with the chance of heat stroke today because of that heat index, a couple things. One, if you're working outside, wear some lightweight, loose-fitting clothes, you know, put a wide-brimmed hat on. Make sure you have that SPF on. That'll at least protect your skin. But now let's talk about protecting your organs, your body. If you are outside today, you are going to lose a lot of fluids. So we really want to make sure that you don't get dehydrated. You know, we always talk about, okay, how much fluid should I really drink? Well, if you think about the normal day and taking 8 glasses of water, fruit juice, or vegetable juice, today is a day that you're going to want to almost double that, especially for those people working outside. And really the biggest, most important thing for those individuals is make sure your tank is full before you go to work. In other words, people that were around this weekend, I can tell you if you were outside this weekend, you got slightly dehydrated. You may still be slightly dehydrated. You don't want to go into the work week with that. So, you know, a good 24 ounces a couple hours before exercising and before going to work is important.
And what are we talking about in feeling dehydrated? How do you know?
Yeah, you know, the interesting thing is people say, oh, well, you know, I stopped sweating. And that's probably the biggest concern that we have. Sweating is a way for us to cool our body. And unfortunately, as the heat index gets up and the relative humidity gets up, that doesn't work as well. And when that doesn't, the body sometimes kind of shorts out their cooling system. And if you stop sweating, that is a very bad sign. That's a sign that you are headed towards heat stroke. And that's the individual, if you see them and they look confused, often they can get where their skin is going to kind of blanch a little bit. But that's the individual you want to get into a cool environment right away. Get them some fluids. In all honesty, get them to an emergency room, because sometimes we'll do other ways to cool the body quicker.
And if you really want to see Doc's head explode, go outside without sunblock on.
Yeah. We saw that last week. Okay, I did.
That is, but I will tell you, you know, the heat today could be dangerous for people that are outside, and especially little kids. They can't tell you when they're thirsty. So those of you who are going to the beach, make sure you bring a cooler with juices and water at least to make sure that the kids stay hydrated.
Do you have any idea, Doc, about traffic tension when the state of Indiana decided to do construction on a Sunday afternoon and I spent 2.5 hours longer on the road than I needed to? Do we know what's going on there?
You know, I don't know if you're talking about the traffic, but I'll tell you, the stress that's involved in people that travel, whether it's on a daily basis or, like you said, you know, coming home after a relaxing weekend, you kind of blow all that relaxation that you had during the weekend as your tension and stress gets up, and really not healthy for us. And it's unfortunate that we have to have as much construction as we do here in the summer.
Yeah, 80-90 east, too, which is the straight shot out of Ohio into Pennsylvania. If you're going to New York or Boston or whatever.
The Indiana Toll, yeah.
Yeah, but in Ohio, or I should say in Pennsylvania, east of Erie, mm-hmm. two lanes in both directions, right? Two lanes, that's it. Two lanes going in either direction. Friday afternoon, or was it Thursday? I forgot when I get there. When
the days are all blending.
Was it Wednesday? I don't
Thursday,
know, whenever I left.
Yeah.
They shut down these two lanes intermittently for 30-minute stretches to do a construction project.
I know, it's brutal.
You can't do that in the middle of the night?
No, it's brutal.
Do it in the middle of the night!
We saw them last week, actually. We were going to Doc's outing. Weren't they changing light bulbs one of the days, too?
I mean, I know there's a lot of work to do, and I salute everybody that has to do it. But that stuff needs to be... You can't shut down... I was thinking, what if there's an ambulance that's got to get through here?
Oh, no, it's terrible.
It's more expensive to have the workers do a night job.
Wait, you mean telling me we're broke?
Steve, couple that with the heat today.
You want
people working at night when it's in the 70s instead of when the heat index is over 100.
Right. Totally. Completely agree.
Yep.
Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. We'll come back. Got several things to hit Doc with in just a second. 6:53, Dr. Kevin Most, Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. And hi to everybody there. All right, Doc, so there seems to be lingering coughs, lingering colds. You know, are they colds or allergies or both?
Yeah, it's a combination. You know, it's just bad timing for a lot of people this time of the year, because we came out of the early spring with this bad upper respiratory infection that a lot of people had. And actually, it was very contagious, so it was easy to spread around. And then if you were allergic to any trees, you had tree pollen on top of an infection, which just kept that inflammation going on even longer. And now grass is popping. So if you're allergic to grass at all, so we've had people that have had these upper respiratory infections, which are so frustrating for, you know, some of them a month, 2 months, and they're aggravated. They're like, put me on an antibiotic. And you're like, it's not going to be an antibiotic that's going to kill you or that's going to help you here. It's so, yeah, it is. It's just bad timing for a lot of these. We hate to have those bad upper respiratory infections in a late spring because we know it's going to be coupled right on top of allergies.
Well, everybody wants the instant solution, right? So
yep.
If you know you're dealing with allergies, is there a problem with taking a daily allergy over-the-counter med?
Not at all. Matter of fact, I mean, I tell people even before allergy season starts to start taking that. You know, we can pretty much tell when tree pollen's going to hit just based on weather. If you know you're allergic to grass, we know grass hits around the middle of June. So start June 1st, start taking those, the Claritin or the Allegra, the Zyrtec, whichever one has been working for you, the non-sedating ones.
And my biggest problem, of course, being allergic to cats is when cats start flying through the air.
Yeah.
You know, the pollen is one thing, but the cat, whew.
Yeah.
Sandberg.
I had asked Doc about this because Pat has had this cough, and
that would be Pat Boyle, Comcast
yes,
Sports.
My
now.
Husband.
Yes.
And we take Flonase in our house all the time. Yep. I'm allergic to everything except for horsehair and feathers, so I take it year round. And so he's been taking that.
I was in horsehair and feathers.
And then he wasn't sure if it was allergies or a cold, so he started also taking Claritin D, and then he's been popping Benadryls. So all at the same time. And he's still coughing and sneezing. So
that's interesting. Well, Benadryl is an antihistamine. Unfortunately, it's a sedating one. So he takes 50 milligrams of that, and he may fall asleep while he's doing his reports. But tell him to use the Benadryl at night if he's going to. Flonase is more of a steroid. It's going to take down inflammation. But unfortunately, when that inflammation is there and that irritation is there, sometimes you can't even catch up. So some people that have bad allergies, it's just going to be a temporizing method, measure just to slow things down right now.
So Benadryl used to, the Benadryl knocks me out. Like I walk by Benadryl in Walgreens, I sleep in the aisle. But Ross Cochran, for instance, we couldn't give him Benadryl because it wired him.
Makes him hyper, yeah.
So why are some people susceptible to that?
It's a great question. I wish we knew the answer. So some people, it doesn't do anything to. People can take 50 milligrams of Benadryl and not be tired at all. Other people can take 25 and fall asleep in minutes, and then other people get hyper on it. So it's all how the brain takes that medication and what it does to the brain. Because where it's working is outside the body, or excuse me, outside of the brain. If you get a mosquito bite and it itches and you start to itch it more, the reason that it continues to itch or get worse is that histamine is contained in cells here that when we itch it, it breaks it loose. So what we're trying to do is block the release of that histamine, which causes those aggravating itchy eyes, itchy skin, congestion.
All right, I know we're not going to have time to do justice to these other three topics we all talked about kicking around here, but restless leg syndrome is something that you still see commercials for, medications for, things of that nature. It's summertime. People are going, oh, I can't sleep. It's too hot, whatever. Restless leg syndrome keeps a lot of people up. We always talk about snoring. How many people are dealing with restless leg syndrome?
Oh, you know, Steve, it's much more common than people think, and it's because there's a wide spectrum of it. So some people have it and really probably don't even know about it. But 10%, so what? Between your staff right there, one of you potentially could have it if you look at the statistics. So 10% of the country, and it's this uncomfortable sensation in their legs. Sometimes it's pain, sometimes it's itching, sometimes it's tingling, and the only way to resolve that is to move their legs. So you can imagine how disturbing that can be, whether you're trying to go to sleep, whether you're in a meeting, whether
trying to stay asleep.
Exactly.
Is it circulation?
It's not circulation. So people say, I must have bad circulation in my legs.
Hold on a sec, Doc. Your phone's gone nuts there for a second.
Oh.
There you go. Now you're better.
Is that better?
Yep.
Okay,
yep.
Sorry. If people think, oh, I must have bad circulation or check my nerves there, and it's not. It's actually in the brain is where the problem is. So it's really not has anything to do with circulation or nerves in the legs. It's actually more common. It's more of a common cause of the same drug, same chemical that causes Parkinson's. So it's dopamine in our brain that causes some of these issues with RLS.
Would hydration help, or does that have nothing to do with it?
No, hydration probably isn't going to do too much. Now, people who get cramps, you know, so anybody that got cramps in their legs last night while sleeping, that's because you got dehydrated during the day and your electrolytes are a little bit off. But these people will have this even in the middle of the winter when they're totally hydrated, have nothing, no issues with dehydration.
One more before we run out of time. Bell's palsy. And the reason we're just going random topics here is because they're not actually all random. These are neurological conditions that all fall under that same umbrella.
My dad had Bell's palsy.
Yeah, well, mm-hmm. A guy who used to work here had it as well.
Yeah.
And this comes on almost instantly, right?
Yeah, it can come on. And it's the thing that's scary about Bell's palsy is, and if people don't know it, it's a paralysis of the nerves, excuse me, of the muscles in your face, because we have one nerve called the facial nerve, which takes care of the 43 muscles in our face. And when that gets inflamed, it'll cause a paralysis. So you'll get facial drooping. You won't be able to close your eye. You can have slurred speech. You can have problems with taste. It scares people. It says, am I having a stroke? Is their biggest concern. So often we need to check these people out to make sure that it's not a stroke. But it can be, it's debilitating to people. It's aggravating. They don't want to go outside because they have this facial droop. And it can last for a little while, which is frustrating.
Symptoms to look for, anything in particular that would indicate maybe you're headed in this direction, and can you do anything about it, or are we just potluck here?
No, it's pretty much potluck. You know, we think it's caused, for most cases, it's caused by a virus that lives, you know, in our nerves and stays there and pops out every so often. But there's really nothing we can do to prevent it. And actually, if you start to notice any of the symptoms and you start to notice any of the drooping, get in right away. well, for two reasons. One, let's make sure you're not having a stroke. And two, the sooner we can start some of the steroid medications and the antiviral, it has been shown that it can at least shorten the duration of this. Now, some people can have a bad case and actually have lifelong illness or lifelong problems with Bell's. But for the vast majority, they're going to get better within. They're going to start to get better within a couple weeks, and they'll be totally back to normal within 3 or 4 months.
We post the notes, as always, from Dr. Most. Before I let you go, even though we're way late here, somebody this weekend brought up a topic, shingles vaccine. Somebody said it's super expensive. True?
Well, it should be covered by almost all insurance, including Medicare. So, I mean, hopefully it's not super expensive. But I'll tell you, it's probably worth the money, regardless of the cost. For those individuals who have shingles, right, have had shingles in the past, they're probably nodding their heads up and down, because the pain associated with shingles and the issues associated with shingles are not fun to have. So I strongly recommend everyone.
Anybody shouldn't have it? Should have it? What's the age range? What are we talking about?
No, you know, anybody really over the age of 50 probably should get it. And hopefully it's going to be a one-time shot and you'll be done. Because all of us have had that chickenpox virus, which causes shingles. It's in our body, and it's looking for an opportunity to come out and irritate a nerve and cause a lot of pain and discomfort.
It's Dr. Kevin Most, and some good news, Doc. As I said, I was in upstate New York over the weekend. You might remember I had a cousin who was dealing with stage 4 stomach cancer. He has gained 40 pounds. In the last 6 months since he was diagnosed, doctors are amazed. They took out his feeding tube. He's mm-hmm. eating normally.
Great.
And
great. The
tumors are no longer growing. And they're obviously cautiously optimistic, but he played 9 holes of golf with us over the weekend. Obviously, energy is a concern. But these miracles happen. They really do.
Yeah, keep your faith up. Do what you need to do to, you know, make sure you're monitoring with us things that you can. And when you can't monitor things, then let's make sure we get them treated quickly.
And every Monday morning, listen to Doc. You'll be smarter. Sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, making people better by making medicine better. Thank you, my friend.
You got it. We'll talk to you soon.